Okay, five words for Parshas Yisro, Tavshin Ayin Ches. We're learning Shabin Tzchus for Furu Shlema for Baruch Tzib and Rivka Basio, Nomi Bas Malka, Avra Moish B'Shen Arecha, B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Here we go. Parshas Yisro, Shabbos of Kabbalah Satoyer. Parek Yurches, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'yetzei Moshe likras chosno. Moshe went out to greet his father, Noah, V'yishtach, V'yishach, Lo, V'yishach, Lo, Yisrael, L'shal, L'yavo, L'ayola. And he bowed and he kissed him, and they inquired one man to the other about each other's well-being. Rashi says, I'm not sure who bowed to who, but Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's quoted in the Sefer Ol Arya. I actually looked in the Sefer Dorosh Moshe. I couldn't find it, but it's quoted here in the Sefer Dorosh Moshe. Asks a very similar question. He says that Moshe bowed down to Yisro. Moshe bowed down to Yisro. The question is, why didn't Yisro also bow down to Moshe? Meaning the puzzle is, and he kissed him. Rashi says it's very ambiguous. We're not sure who's who. But so Moshe, it's Pashat, that Moshe is going to greet him, and then he bowed down. But why is it that Yisro also didn't bow down back to Moshe? So Moshe Feinstein says about this whole interaction between Yisro and Moshe, very, very, very beautiful pshat. He says that Yisro was choshesh, he was suspectful how people might view it, how they might perceive everyone if Yisro would bow down to Moshe. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Makos, he's by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Amalek. Everyone heard about Moshe Rabbeinu. And he didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to turn into an Avodah Zorah. He didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to turn into Avodah Zorah and start people bowing down to him like a shtickle humming, like a little humming. That's why there's those who say that Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is not known, because they didn't want it to turn into Avodah Zorah. But Yisro was so sensitive to how everyone would view every single one of his actions, says with Moshe, that's why Davka, Yisro did not return the bowing down. He did not return the bowing down as Moshe bowed down to him. And I think that's an important message. We have to be so sensitive to how every little word and every single action that we do has a tremendous effect for everyone we meet and everyone where we go in our entire lives. Moving on to our second idea, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Beis. Finally, Klai Yisrael gets to Har Sinai. And Pasuk says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har. And Klai Yisrael encamped there opposite the mountain. Rashi famous says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ishachar B'Lev Achar. They came with one man, as one man with one heart. Last year we quoted Rav Yitzchak Vorka. Rav Yitzchak Vorka says, Vayichan, the Lashon of Chen, that they saw the Chen in each other. They saw the special uniqueness of every single one of each other. They saw the beauty and the rarity. We saw the Chen, the real grace and the real beauty of every single Jew. But this year I want to quote Rav Yerucham Levavitz. Rav Yerucham Levavitz says, he asks the question, why Dafka is this right before Matan Torah? Why Dafka is this whole Kishacha B'Levacha right before Matan Torah? And he says an amazing idea. And he says that we see from here that the prerequisite to learn Torah, a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah, is Avas Yisrael, is caring for other people. That's why Sefiras HaOmer, all the 7 weeks, it's all about Midos, it's all Perkei Avas, it's all about how we're working on each other. Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, Malchus. It's all about how we're interacting with each other. And that's why maybe we could say, the Svarim also bring down, that if you ever open up a Gemara, the Gemara doesn't start with Daf Aleph. Starts with Daf Beis, because we know what Daf Aleph is, says Rav Yerucham Levavitz. Well, he doesn't say this, but this is really his message. Daf Aleph is the Midos. Daf Aleph is how we're sensitive and caring to other people wherever we go in our lives. We're always sensitive to everyone that we meet. Every smile, every piece, every word, every text, everything we do, we're always looking to help other people, make other people feel good. And if Kluger says, Lamaisa, how do we make other people feel good? First, it starts with feeling good about yourself. When a person feels good about themselves, confident, not in an arrogant way, but in a good way. And he says every morning, wow, the Rabbeinu Shem gave me a koyach to be able to daven, be able to be a good father, a good mother, a good person, a good sister, a good daughter. Now, let me make other people feel good about themselves. Every day, says Rabbi Kulgar, a person has to wake up and think about the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed him with and feel good about himself, and then you can make other people feel good. And that's the whole vort, says Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, of Ayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har before Matan Torah, because it was a preparation. Moving on to our third idea, Perek Yotes Pasuk Hei. The Pasuk says, V'yisem li segula, mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. You're going to be for me, you will be a treasure to me from all among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. The Chasim Sofer, quoted in the Sefer Ol Arye, says is that don't think when Mashiach is going to come that everyone's just going to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael is going to be gone to the side. No. Everyone's going to know the Rabbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's going to be publicized throughout the whole land. And what's going to happen? V'yisem li segula mikol am. Don't worry. Don't think that my name is going to be known throughout the world and you're going to be pushed aside. No, it's going to be known that you're the chosen nation. It's going to be, but part of knowing my name is knowing that you're the chosen people. That you're the chosen people. That you're my kala. That you're my mishpacha. says the Chasam Sofer, that don't think it's just going to be, that Mashiach is going to come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is just going to be revealed. Part of revealing my name is to be able to realize the amazing connection that I have with my holy children, with my Kal. Moving on to a few more Pesukim right after, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, and they're talking about right before Matan Torah, Hine Anochi Ba'ilecha Ba'av Ha'anam. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, behold, I'm going to come to you in the thick of a cloud, so that everyone could hear me, and everyone, so that the people will hear as I speak to you, and they will believe it in you always forever. And Moshe told the words of the people to Hashem. Very beautiful. It says the founder of the Daf Yomi, the Rosh Hashiva, the last Rosh Hashiva, Shivas Chachmei Lublin, of Meir Shapiro, Zatzal, says an amazing idea. He says, what's the deeper idea in these words? Hine Anochi Ba'alecha Ba'av Ha'anam. He says, you want to know what the idea is? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people, right at Mount Tabor, before anything, when things are going to be thick in the cloud, and things are going to be cloudy, and things are going to be challenging, things are going to be hard, I'm going to be with you. And he quotes, when was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? It was by the burning bush. And that was the whole word. The Rashi famously tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that just like we're in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that when a Jew's in pain, Klai Yisrael goes through hard struggles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right by our side. And we have to never forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere where we go. Rabbi Tzimachus was told, I just read it in the Sefer, The Moon of a Chicken Soup, I highly advise to everyone to be able to get it. She said, when going through a hard time, even when you're doing the laundry, and when a kid is having a tantrum, talk to Hashem, feel Him by your side. Feeling by your side wherever you go, when you're in traffic, where you're feeling nervous, when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling sad, when you anything, just talk to Him like He's by your side. As that's the whole message of this vort, this pasuk, Hine Anochi Ba'alecha Be'av Ha'anan. Finally, moving on to the last and final idea for this week's parsha, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yizayin, Vayisyasu B'tachtis Ahar. This is probably one of the most famous pasukim in all of Torah, and they stood under the mountain. What happened was, we know that famously the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches and Aleph. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised, the Gemara says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised the mountain over Klai Yisrael's head, and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, Shom Tehei Kivuroschem. There will be your burial place. So ask the Chavetz Chaim a very, very important question. The Vilna Gaon asked the question. Others from actually asked the question as well. The Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't have said, Shom Tehei Kivuroschem, there will be your burial place. He should have said, Kan Tehei Kivuroschem, here will be your burial place. Or Po Tehei Kivuroschem. What's this lashon of Shom Tehei Kivuroschem? There will be your burial place. And the Chavetz Chaim says a beautiful answer. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just giving Klal Yisrael the Torah back in the day on Vav or Zayin Sivan, the first time we got it. He was saying, you want to accept the Torah, good. You want to have a good life? You want to live the good life? Be a Torah Jew. Learn Torah. But if you, chas v'shalom, a person goes off the deep end, not deep end, chas v'shalom, but you go away. Sham teik v'raschem. It means in 2017, 2018, you're going to go away from a mitzvah, you're going to go away from the Torah, that's going to be your burial place. And the question is not a question. Because it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just talking to Klai Yisrael out of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to all Klai Yisrael for all time. If you accept the Torah, great. You're going to have a good life. You're going to feel close to me. You're going to feel good about yourself. But in love, Sham Tehei Kivuroschem, you're not going to be able to. That's going to be your burial place. Surely, Kabbalah the Torah says the Chavetz Chaim. But if you accept the Torah in Tavshanayin Ches, as a Yiskay Ma'olam Kulo, then the whole world gets continued on. We know the more we accept the Torah, the more we follow the Torah, the more the world is infused with to be able to move on. Just shows us the chashivas of when we learn Torah, living a Torah life. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off the Darsh Moshe. Why didn't Yisro also bow down to Moshe when Moshe bowed down? It says Moshe Feinstein that Yisro didn't want people to think Moshe was an Avodah Zorah. And after they heard what happened with all the Makos and all Kriyas Yamsuf and Chamas HaMalek, he didn't want people to think Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was bowing down to him, and therefore he did not bow down to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was a very big lesson in how we have to view every one of our actions and everything that we do in our lives. Moving on to the second idea, was in Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, says Yeruchim Levavitz, that this is a preparation, a prerequisite for being able to learn Torah, to accept the Torah, is caring for other people, is being kind and generous and sensitive, and how we care for other people. The third idea we say from the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Baruch Hu says, "V'yisam li sigul mikol amim." My name is going to be great, but you want to know it's going to be how it's going to be great. It's going to be known that you're my chosen nation. Don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to be full. You're going to be go to the side. No. Everyone's going to know that my name is going to be great, and part of my name is going to be great is knowing that you're my beloved nation, you're my kala, you're my children. The fourth idea of Meir Shapiro, Dafka, why does it say that Tocha Anon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be by the thick of the mountain, the thick of the cloud, the thickness of the cloud? Hine Nochi Ba'alacha Ba'ava Anon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael for all time, and you're going to go through the Anon, you're going to go through the cloud, the cloudy times in your life, the challenging times. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be right by your side. Afilu Ba'astara. Tell me the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be right there. As the song says, Rabbi Nachman, Afil Bastara, I'm always going to be with you even in the hard times. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Chavetz Chaim, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, that the famous story, because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you accept the Torah, great, if not, there will be your burial place. Why does it say there? It shouldn't say here will be your burial place. No, the meaning said there because he's talking to Jews for all time. If you want to be able, there will be your burial place means that you're not going to be able to have a good life. You're not going to be able to have a strong, a healthy, a happy life because a Jew who learns Torah, connected to the Torah, that is someone who the Brit literally brings true simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to take a look at the importance and significance of all of our actions. Be sensitive to every single person, not only as a prerequisite to learn Torah, but just to be sensitive and caring to other people. To feel that we're mamash Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen nation. To understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's right by our side wherever we go in our lives. Mamash right by our side, as Rabbi Tzemach has said. And finally, to be able to remember what a schus it is to be able to learn Torah, to live a Torah life. Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.